and pulpy orange. Sweet orange, sour orange, round and yummy orange.
Oh my God, where do you come up with that, Gary?
You know, he mentioned sour orange.
Oh yeah.
Is there such a thing?
There is such a thing. It's a rootstock, actually.
Okay. And can you grow it here? I assume you can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain what ornamental orange is?
Those sour oranges.
Please do.
Oh, and you can eat them?
They're good for making marmalade. They're very sour. Generally, it's not something people like to eat.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because the first time I ate one, it cut my throat in half. The juice in there is really sour.
Yeah. Oof.
But very good. We're here talking all types of citrus. If you've got a question, Miss Alicia Singh from the Cronkite School of Broadcasting at ASU is here to be your call screener, 1-888-767-4348. We'll take your questions.
Or you can text us at 411-923. And I'm going to continue my little soapbox. If you want to talk to Rosie or any of the guests, Saturday morning's your appointment. When his behind is in that chair, you are most likely to reach him. Give us a call.
Now, we're here with Greg Peterson, who had the vision 10, 15 years ago of getting 10,000 urban farms located throughout the Phoenix metro area. You know, that's an inspiring and noble vision. I mean, it was Mr. Bartholomew, Square Foot Gardening. His vision was to wipe out world hunger.
Yeah.
No, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Well, when you ask for visions, I created my vision in 1991. I'm the person on the planet responsible for transforming our global food system.
There you go.
We have a broken food system. That's why big. I do what I do.
It is a broken food system. And we learned that
last year.
We really did.
Yes, twice.
How fragile the distribution system can become.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I don't know if you're paying any attention with the distribution that's going on in the planet right now.
How could you not?
Oh, be a kitchen remodeler and try to buy an oven right now.
Right, yeah. We've got a dead refrigerator at home.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Because it's missing a part.
Yeah. And that part is in a container sitting
somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
No, it is incredibly fragile. It is. So with those kinds of visions, and the concept of if you're going to plant something, if you're going to care for something, make it edible. And I'll tell you, I learned that, and my yard continues to be transformed.
Nice.
But one of the most valuable lessons that I've learned in that is I love a grilled artichoke.
Oh.
I mean, I could eat a grilled artichoke as an appetizer before supper, literally 4 or 5 days a week.
Wow.
I love grilled artichoke.
Yeah. And artichokes grow really well here.
And they do. And they make a beautiful hedge.
Yes, they do.
So you've got your hedge. You've got your artichokes. They do seem to be fairly resilient. Got a couple that do pretty well.
I
ended up losing one last year. Yeah. Broke my heart. But.
Well, it's, you know, that's part of the process. There, artichokes like... just went out of my brain. But artichokes, they have a set lifetime. They'll last 3 or 4 years, but they'll grow back from the roots.
Oh, wow.
I am told.
Okay. All right. Well, I love artichokes. That is a sample of planting something you love and let it be a part of your landscaping scheme.
Right.
It really makes a pretty kind of a greenish blue hedge. I love it. And then if you let one go to blossom every once in a while, that's really a pretty cool plant.
Right?
It is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I have, mentioning hedges, part of how I have, as many citrus trees on my property is I have a hedge that sits right on the street. So I have the street, my berm, and a citrus hedge, right?
It is a great privacy screen.
And here's the thing, from a planning perspective, I could never build a fence there.
Right.
In front of my property. But you can put a row of plants there, a hedge of plants, legally do it, and you can eat right off it.
And they're all citrus, and they're not out of control. You've kind of contained them into a hedge format.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, and that, you know, that's one of my favorite ways to keep all fruit trees is small. Small fruit trees are easier to manage.
They can really get really big.
Right. Well, a peach tree can be 40 feet tall. An apple tree can be 40 feet tall. And those trees, that fruit at the top of that tree, that's bird food.
Well, your mom's citruses, how tall is that? Those are huge.
They're almost 20.
Yeah, exactly.
So like you said, nobody gets to those.
Citrus, well, and you know, we do have citrus pickers for those, but there's this concept called backyard orchard culture, and it's really about keeping the trees small because, you know, one citrus tree can be 30-foot diameter.
Right.
They can be huge. In that same space of a 30-foot diameter citrus tree, I can plant 10 different varieties of citrus.
Now, being the butcher I am, plant butcher, how do I control? Is it strategic, learned trimming and pruning?
Pruning?
Or do I just take the edge clippers to it twice a year and just keep it small on the outside?
You can absolutely do that. And it's not great for the tree, but it's not disastrous for the tree to use a hedge trimmer. Sounds like we're going to...
We do. We have a couple callers, and I just wanted to let them know. We're Roland and Mary Lou. We see you're online with questions. Hang on. We're going to have to break for bottom of the hour news. When we get back, you'll be first up.